Hello,
we're reading in the document about the 15th of Av, the Day of Love. We'll continue with the excerpt number 16 with the four attributes of love. Excerpt number 16. Bala Sulam writes, when we observe the attributes of love between man and man, we find four measures of love, one atop the other, meaning two that are four. The first is conditional love. It means that because of the great goodness, pleasure, and benefit that one receives from one's friend, his soul clings to him with wondrous love. There are two measures in this. The first measure is that before they met and began to love one another, they did harm to one another. However, now they do not want to remember it, for love will cover all crimes. The second measure is that they have always done good and helped one another, and there is no trace of harm or detriment between them. The second is unconditional love. It means that one knows the virtue of one's friend to be sublime beyond any imaginable measure. Because of this, his soul clings to him with immeasurable love. Here too, there are two measures. The first measure is before one knows every conduct and deed of one's friend with others. At that time, this love is considered less than absolute love. This is because one's friend has dealings with others, and on the surface, he seems to be harming others out of negligence. In this manner, if the lover saw them, the merit of his friend would be entirely blemished, and the love between them would be corrupted. Yet, since he has not seen these dealings, his love is still whole, great, and truly wonderful. The second attribute of unconditional love is the fourth attribute of love in general, which also comes from knowing the merit of his friend. Yet, in addition, now he knows all his dealings and conducts with every person, none missing. He has checked and found that not only is there no trace of a flaw in them, but his goodness is greater than anything imaginable. Now it is eternal and complete love. Note that these four attributes of love between man and man also apply between man and the Creator.
No, Michael.
What, Michael?
אפשר להגיע לאהבה שלא תלויה
בדבר. Can we reach the love that is unconditional without being in love that is conditional? Or must you go through these degrees?
You must go through all the measures before it. Yeah.
תודה רב. מה זה התרשלות באהבת חברית?
What is negligence in love of friends?
Negligence in love of friends?
Yes.
Negligence? I don't know. What? That you don't give all your forces. That are available to you to come closer to the friends through overcoming in love.
Meaning, I basically should always give this increment the effort to accept the friends in me.
Yeah.
To open my heart.
Yeah.
Thank you.
בסדר, כן. הוא מדבר פה על ארבע מידות.
He speaks here about the four measures that are basically that, which is conditional and unconditional, depends on the way I see the benefit of the friends.
Yeah.
So in reason or above reason?
According to your decision.
Can we reach the seeing the benefit of the friend above reason? I don't know if it's according to my decision. It's in reason. But I don't know what the Kabbalist meant.
We'll see that later on. But the question is to the point.
Rav Baal HaSulam medaber po.
Rav Baal HaSulam speaks here about the business and conduct of a person. Sometimes he doesn't know his conducts and sometimes he does not. What is he talking about here?
Let's say that he knows everything, like in an X-ray.
Est-ce que l'amour inconditionnel c'est mieux que l'amour conditionnel?
Is the conditional love, is it better than the unconditional love?
I don't hear you.
Is conditional love better than unconditional love?
Ken.
Yeah.
No.
Well.
In unconditional love, that's when I see the merits of the friend. I appreciate it. When I see a friend or hear a friend that has good merits, I enjoy it. I enjoy to hear him.
Yeah.
So if I enjoy it, why is that unconditional love?
Hello.
No. Let's define again what love. Unconditional love and conditional love. Niv?
Excerpt number 16 by Baal HaSulam. When we observe the attributes of love between man and man, we find four measures of love, one atop the other, meaning two that are four.
Ha'alef.
The first is conditional love.
שפירושה,
it means that because of the great goodness, pleasure, and benefit that one receives from one's friend, his soul clings to him with wondrous love. There are two measures in this. The first measure is that before they met and began to love one another, they did harm to one another. However, now they do not want to remember it, for love will cover all crimes. The second measure is that they have always done good and helped each other. And there is no trace of harm or detriment between them. The second is unconditional love. It means that one knows the virtue of one's friend to be sublime beyond any imaginable measure. Because of this, his soul clings to him with immeasurable love.
וגם כאן יש בית מידות.
Here too there are two measures. The first measure is before one knows every conduct and deed of one's friend with others. At that time, this love is considered less than absolute love. This is because one's friend has dealings with others. And on the surface, he seems to be harming others out of negligence. In this manner, if the lover saw them, the merit of his friend would be entirely blemished, and the love between them would be corrupted. Yet since he has not seen these dealings, his love is still whole, great, and truly wonderful. The second attribute of unconditional love is the fourth attribute of love in general, which also comes from knowing the merit of his friend. Yet, in addition, now he knows all his dealings and conducts with every person, none missing. He has checked and found that not only is there no trace of flaw in them, but his goodness is greater than anything imaginable. Now it is eternal and complete love. Note that these four attributes of love between man and man also apply between man and the Creator.
Ken Yaakov.
About conditional love. Is the difference between the first measure and the second within this conditional love is that in the first one you still remember the harm and they have to overcome it. In the second, they don't remember it?
Yes.
Okay, one more question. Usually we say in order to have love, we need fear.
Yeah.
If there are four kinds of love, is there also kind of grading of fear?
Right, against it, correct.
Ken.
Rav, I don't understand the difference between what he describes here, between love of friends, which is something we're trying to generate here, and love that there is between human beings that is revealed in any other society or constellation. It seems as if it can happen not only in love of friends, it can also occur in any society. Some people you fight with them in the beginning, then you love them, or some people you appreciate them. So what's special here about love of friends that what we need?
What does he write? And here, the four. We observe attributes between man and man, and we find the four measures of love atop one another, meaning two that are four. So what are you looking at me? So these four attributes, we have to pass them to the four degrees between man and the Creator.
So how am I supposed to relate to the Creator in these four different ways he described? That's not so clear.
So for that, we need to go to Introduction to Tessa and study it. There it takes up a lot of volume. And we'll learn it. I'm ready.
בסדר.
Okay.
כן.
תודה רבה רב. מקובל שהוא מתקן את עצמו, אז הוא רואה בזולת.
When a Kabbalist corrects himself, he sees only positive qualities in others, only good?
No.
אז הוא רואה מולו את הזולת שקוף.
So he sees the others transparent, both the good and the bad, and he can choose to see only.
הוא רואה בזה פעולות הבורא על האדם.
He sees the actions of the Creator upon man.
What does that mean?
He doesn't see the person himself, but he sees a result of the actions of the Creator on some person.
He sees the cause, and then he sees why it's for a person's benefit?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Rav,
the first and the second attributes.
Can
we even reach a state that we forget the crimes or we intermittently move between the two different attributes?
There's both.
Meaning we reach the first attribute, we fall to the second, or the second and fall to the first this way?
אני לא רואה את עצמי שוכח לגמרי פשעים.
I don't see myself forgetting the crimes I've been done.
Well,
so the question is, am I once here and once there?
אתה עוד לא מבדיל.
You still can't see the difference.
And it's the same with respect to the third and the fourth, or is the fourth the final?
The third and fourth are already in revelation.
Meaning, if you've reached the fourth, you won't fall. It's constant.
Yes.
Thank you.
No.
בהמשך למה שגם דיברנו בחלק הראשון.
To continue what we talked about in the first part, sometimes a person has to make a zero out of himself. Meaning there's work. In love of friends, there's work. You see the flaws and one has to annul himself. And it's more or less the question that they asked before. If naturally you see the friend to be great, there's no work here. Where is spirituality there? If I see someone much more successful than me, it's easy for me to annul myself because he is really better than me. So where here is spirituality? What's my spiritual work here?
So there's no spirituality here. You're speaking about a corporeal calculation.
I'm talking about the relation between two people. I understand that a person I don't appreciate, I have work here to find the qualities that are good, where his point is the heart is, how is he looking for the Creator? But if I see a person much more advanced than me, this is a situation, so... Is this what it... Even in the conditional love, but the second kind, there's no trace of anything negative between us. I see a person much better than me in any area. So I annul myself, and that's it. What's my spiritual work there? When I see a person which is much more successful than me, serving the goal much better than me.
Okay, so you gave him some place there in your system.
That's it. It's over.
I don't know, but up till now, yes. That's conditional love. Because you see it, you recognize it as that he reached praise.
Ken.
Will
it be true to say that with respect to every friend I have these four attributes simultaneously and I just identify?
I don't know. That depends on you and the friends and the general state.
What I'm asking is, can I every moment to increase and to relate to the fourth attribute? Ultimately, that's the measure with which I should work. To reach the fourth measure of love that is unconditional?
How do you recognize it?
I can identify it by the other three measures and also to understand how much I bestow to the friend, how much I want to bestow, even despite what I identify in the connection between us.
That's not enough. Well, let's hear you.
Lama?
Why is it that the Creator is not revealed to a person until he corrects his relation to his friends in the four kinds of love we talked about today?
How can he reveal himself? In what? In what qualities will he be revealed? If a person didn't set his relations right, that the Creator can be revealed in them.
Why is a Kabbalist that has attainment speaking only out of his attainment?
So where will he speak out of? From what he imagines?
Here, are we able to connect? And the Creator won't have a choice. Will he be revealed to us? Is this correct?
Yes.
Thank you very much. That's enough.
Tuf. Ken.
Tadara. Ma bezesh ani roe she haver.
When I see a friend doing good to others, how does that help me love him?
Cause you to love him?
Yes.
Well,
the unconditional love.
Well,
how is it that when I see someone doing good to others, I love him? What do I love in it?
You love his actions.
Why?
His approach to creation, that by this he wants to resemble the Creator.
This is what I love in him.
Yes, that he continues the actions of the Creator in creation.
So how can I make this transition from seeing the friend not so successful in doing that, and he actually is doing the opposite,
and
to see that he is helping everyone, doing good actions to everyone?
Again?
How do I turn my approach the other way around? Instead of seeing the friend doing bad to others,
that's what you believe.
Yes.
Okay.
To see that he is actually doing everything for others. How do I switch my approach?
You switch your approach with the help of the friends. You just come closer to them, and then you discover that they are awe to the extent that you come closer to them as much as they, are in a tendency towards one another.
That's to the extent that I come closer to them. The more I come closer, I discover that.
Yes.
Thank you, Rav. About unconditional love, why, when one gets to know the merit of the friends and that's why he loves him, why is that not unconditional love?
Because it's based on on the actions that his friend is doing.
So doesn't it depend on seeing him great, that he has merit, isn't it?
The fact that he's great and he has merits doesn't mean that he depends on it. No.
Meaning because he personally doesn't get from his merits anything?
That's clear that it's like that.
If I may, Rav, there's a stage between the unconditional love that he doesn't yet know his dealings with others, that's why he still loves him. And then he already knows it. He's scrutinized and all his dealings are good. Between these two states, is there a state that he does see the actions and he thinks they're wrong? And then his love decreases and only then he scrutinizes?
It could be that there is sense in this sense here.
Woman Moscow free.
Women Moscow free. Not Moscow. Men Moscow 3.
Да, Раф, здрасте. Вопрос такой. Четыре стадии развития любви снизу вверх. Как они происходят? Как любовь к товарищам превращается в любовь к Творцу? Это происходит.
These four attributes of love from above downwards. How does love of friends turn into be love of the Creator? Does it happen in every degree, or does it only happen aftermath?
He learns upon himself the measures of love, and then afterwards he discovers the Creator and can recognize in what measures of love the Creator is in. That's God, from the love of man to the love of God.
Beseder, Florida.
Thank you, Rav. At the end of the excerpt, it says he has checked and found that not only is there no trace of flaw in them, but his goodness is greater than anything imaginable. Now it is eternal and complete love. Is this eternal and complete love detected opposite an ever-growing will to receive?
Of course it does.
I don't
know exactly what eternal and complete love you're speaking about, but if he discovers it, he reveals it, so there's nothing else to do. If so, nothing remains, no more deeds in reality.
Кармиэль.
Здравствуйте, Раф, здравствуйте, товарищи. Раф, скажите, пожалуйста, как разобраться, где истина, а где то, что мне кажется? Где индикация?
How can we scrutinize what the truth is and what my imagination is? What's the indication by which I can distinguish?
You can't. If a person has to scrutinize on his own, it's impossible. He's either through the group or the group and the Creator. It depends on which degree we're speaking about. But alone, a person can't understand anything. It's just like if we measure something in this world, so we need a certain point, except for us, like a northern point or a center of gravity of the earth, that we can't determine anything on our own.
Cab U7.
Yes, thank you, Rav. So it seems that the condition and love, the two measures, we impose that on ourselves. We make those calculations so that we can give the love instead of going straight to unconditional love.
I didn't understand if it's a question.
Repeat, please.
Repeat, please.
Yes, it seems to me that when we talk about conditional love, it's almost like something that we've imposed on ourselves. We need the friends to be a certain way for us to give them love. And that becomes conditional love. That becomes those two, instead of going straight to unconditional love.
לדלג ולעבור ישירות לאהבה שהיא ללא תנאי.
Yes, if that's the question, so it's right. If that was the question, so yeah, it's right. Yes, Niv.
So we have announcements. Building a spiritual society. Our weekly meeting in the life of Nebaruch. News, society, dissemination, events, 10 Sundays, 6:30 until 7 on the Arvut system. And our schedule for today, Friday, we're going to go down to Hummus Meal at 10 o'clock, the program, something like that, with Rav Lightman at 10:30. Talks about the path with Rav Lightman at 12 o'clock. Afternoon lesson with Rav Lightman live, and at 2:30, our Friday noon meal. Let's end with a song.
ערבות תתנאי החיים מתעורר הניצוץ שבלב לעולם יש תקווה אנושות חדשה חוק אחד מחבר את כולנו ביחד לכולם משותף הכאב הבחירה היא שלך לשנות הגישה צריך ללמוד איך לתת במקום איך לקחת זו לא סתם תיאוריה נחזור לחיות בהרמוניה והחוק הוא ברור שאהבה זה חיבור אתה ואני שורים אחד לשני עכשיו ביחד הולכים אל העולם נפתחים אתה ואני שורים בלב הכללי Like a baby opens his eyes He takes a breath for the very first time This world is a child And it's awakened This world has been born A global connection no longer concealed One step at a time We'll walk together We all share the pain No choice but to change Let's learn how to give Make no mistake It's not just a theory With love we are set free